This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here. Yes, right here. You have to be here with us on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with us, and you get involved, you get engaged, you're part of the solution. I hope you're part of the solution, because if you ain't part of the solution, you know it's old news, but it's real. You're part of the problem. You know what I mean? Anyway, again, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Set up the website. Give me your email address. I said, some of you, I hope you got it. I went out of my way to make sure I got it out last night. That would be the email blast, letting you know what's going on, some events that are going on near us, near the area that we're in. And just different ways you can get T-shirts, cups, hats, all that fun stuff that we get asked about on a fairly regular basis. Anyhow, always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. And tonight, in many areas, we have primaries going on. Now, McMaster's, Governor McMaster's, he's projected to survive a runoff challenge. And they're giving credit to President Trump for that. Now, again, I don't know one way or the other how that does it, how that pushes numbers over the top. And I don't think you do either. You know, we hear suggestions as how the numbers got pushed up and how the change was made. I mean, I got to tell you something. I love these people who say that, you know, Trump is hated. And I heard, what was there, 30,000 people there at his event last night. And on top of that, there were 10,000 people outside waiting to get in. That's terrible. Most of the politicians would love to be able to pack a room like that, don't you think? And I'm tired. I am so tired of the left constantly not being able to say anything. Not one thing nice about, you know, we could rattle down a whole bunch of stuff. And I would love a Dem, if you have the guts, I would love one of you to come on with me and run down why the tax cuts were bad. And don't spew the party line, because I hang up on people who do that. I want you to tell me how it actually hurts the middle-class worker, the lower-class worker, the upper-class, I mean, whatever you want to call it, whatever term makes you happy. But think about it. How much are you looking to get back this year? How much are your taxes going to change for you? How much is coming back in your paycheck every week? Now, in California, you're screwed. Because in California, they raise your car tax, they raise your gas tax, everything that you have to have, they raise taxes on. Cigarettes, cars, gas, I mean, we go down a whole list. So South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster, he was projected to win Tuesday's Republican gubernatorial runoff. Now, it would have been a humiliating defeat for a political outsider. With 88% of the precincts reporting when I got this report, McMaster led the self-made millionaire John Warren 54-46%. That's a big difference. 10% is a big deal. And I don't care whether you're in a LA County or Podunk, wherever. McMaster was forced into a runoff against Warren after he failed to reach the 50% of the vote in the June 12th primary. The primary's third and fourth place finishers, Attorney Catherine Templeton and Lieutenant Governor Kevin Bryant. Boy, what a slap for the Lieutenant Governor, right? I mean, you would think if you're the Lieutenant Governor, the people would know who you were and what you stood for. Or maybe that's why he lost. I don't know. On Monday, when President Trump attempted to boost McMaster at a rally in West Columbia, he told the crowd that Henry was for me from the beginning. There was nobody else. And then he said, hey, get your butts out there and vote tomorrow, which is what I would say to you. Get off the couch. Get off Facebook. Get off the Facebook warrior keyboard and get out there. Do something. Help people get to the polls. You make sure the people in your area that are voting for the right person have a ride to the polls. The president followed up his appearance by tweeting Tuesday morning, go out and vote for Henry. He won't let you down. McMaster seeking the first full term as governor. He set to face Democrat State Representative James Smith. McMaster served as lieutenant governor under Nikki Haley for 2 years before ascending to the top office in January 2017 when Haley became Trump's ambassador to the United Nations. Great choice, don't you think? I mean, I think it was one of the best choices he made. Now, South Carolina was one of the four states holding gubernatorial primaries today, along with Colorado, Maryland, and Oklahoma. In Maryland, seven Democrats were battling for the right to face popular incumbent GOP Larry Hogan. There's a daunting task, right? Eight Democrat candidate in Baltimore County Executive Kevin Kamenetz remained on the ballot despite his sudden death. I love that. Wouldn't you love to know how many votes he got? He died. We can't wait till the night's over, right? So he dies. There's no way to get the name off the ballot. You would think with electronic devices they'd be able to wipe those. You know, it always amazing to me. Polls show the Democratic primary is a close fight between NAACP President Ben Jealous and Prince George County's executive Rusher Baker. Baker? Baker. Shut up, don't say anything. You know, when you look at this stuff, and another, they're suggesting there might be errors in the computers. Because we've never talked about that here before. The problems with computers. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Come on back. We've got a lot more I want to talk about after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I always get a kick out of some of the comments you guys make to me during the breaks. And, you know, I don't want to do politics 24-7. I know some of you would love it. We'll hit on some of today's issues. But there's also so many other things going on out there, so many other important things that we're kind of, I won't say we're blowing over, okay? But we're not hitting them the way we should. We're really not dealing with some of these issues the way we should. You know, you've got people that complain about the dumbest things. I'm going to finish the story about South Carolina here, and then we're going to talk about the Pentagon, who told a church that they had to remove military seals after a few complaints. And I believe this church now is just under attack 24/7. That's what I believe. We'll talk about that more in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. One of the things that came to mind tonight as I was watching what's going down with these elections, and, you know, when you talk about guys like Martin O'Malley, remember him? Maryland governor, I mean, a real squishy. But you've got these elections going on, and we can't keep up. I'm not even going to try to keep up with them all. But you talk about how much money they put in these races and what have you. And I realize you need to spend a lot of money to get the information out there, right? But when you think about how much money goes into this, how much money influences these, I don't know how you stop that or slow it down. I'm not saying you can or should. We have a right. We have our freedoms to be able to run for office the way we see fit. And again, you think about what a mailer costs. I mean, I live in a community that's about $300,000. When I run for office, my first mailer will cost me $14,000, $15,000, $16,000, depending on the style, size, and how many people I'm trying to get to. It's not cheap. Radio ads the same way. They're not cheap or inexpensive. Excuse me, cheap sounds bad. Right? So, you know, again, you got to help these people win. If you truly want to see these people make it, you got to help these people win. And Desi ran for office, and I don't know yet, but I think he got slaughtered or she got slaughtered. Chelsea Manning, oh yeah, loses a long shot bid in Maryland to unseat a Democrat Senate in a Democrat Senate primary. Now here's the deal. Here's somebody who hates this country. Leaked very important information. How in God's creation do they even get on the ballot? And I don't care. I don't know, they got a pardon, a commutation, whatever they got, I don't really care. The fact that, you know, they think that the people who voted for Trump were deranged, or are deranged, or suffer from derangement syndrome. You vote for Chelsea Manning, what is wrong with you? Really? This person is totally, you know, unless you're one of those people. Like many Dems are today, they want to do away with ICE, they want to take away military power, there's a whole bunch of stuff they want to do that goes totally against what this country stands for. If you're one of those, then I can see you voting for Manning. But if you guys really want this kind of country, you want to, well, you know, I hear right now that Venezuela, you can kind of walk in and take it over, you know? But the other stuff here that makes me nuts. When do these guys finally? I mean, this the person running for Maxine Waters is 80 in her early 80s. This guy's 74. I know I'm discriminating by age, but that's okay. I'll live with it. Right? And the guy that's running the senator that's there, my understanding, is long term, been there for years. He was high profile as Manning. He was a former Army intelligence officer. And, yeah, see, this is where I really separate with Trump a lot of times, is when he says things like, you know, this guy was an ungrateful traitor. Well, what does that mean? Be more specific and tell me the truth. Don't tell me what you think he said or what you think he did or what you heard he did. Tell me the truth. Give me something to work with. You notice that every once in a while I get really irritated at the right for the way we handle stuff. We sound like the left even though we hate them. We hate what they stand for. We don't hate the left. We hate what they stand for. And we sound just like them when we throw these things out there. We throw these, you know, where you don't have real facts about what's going on. And President Trump's been known to do that from time to time. You know that. Most of the time, he hits it. He hits it kind of weird, but he hits it on the mark. But sometimes he throws his stuff out there because he heard someone say it and he believes it to be truth. Remember, Manning was arrested in 2010 and convicted in 2013. And the documents that Manning leaked had the real names and those kind of things of spies all across the world. He got sentenced to 35 years, and Barack Obama commuted the sentence. Anyway, Manning called it, see, you want to talk about derangement syndrome? Manning said it was a victory. Because Manning has advanced the platform of anti-authoritarian agenda. Really? How did that happen? I'm curious. And giving a Senate seat, somebody said it's so true. Why would you award a Senate seat to a criminal? Right? My understanding, and maybe I'm wrong, but when you've been commuted, that doesn't wipe off your record, right? I thought it was just you.
That's
it does?
No, you're correct.
Yeah, it just stops. You don't have to finish the sentence.
Right. But you still have the...
You still have it on your record.
Yes.
When the heck did he run? I'd love to know. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The redhead owner now has to resign from the Virginia Business Group after booting Sarah Sanders. Right? Hey, stand up for your principles. You also got to put up with the garbage that you deserve to get. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. It was the president's first real Supreme Court victory. But his reaction to the ruling over his travel ban was relatively subdued.
It's a tremendous victory for the American people and for our Constitution.
USA's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
Legal battles have been raging for over 15 months, but now the High Court has voted 5-4 to uphold the president's so-called travel ban, which limits travel and immigration from 8 nations, 6 of them largely Muslim. The 8 are Iran, Libya, Somalia, Syria, Yemen, North Korea, and Venezuela. The ruling does lift restrictions that had been on visitors from Sudan. It had been challenged by several states that said it was anti-Muslim and discriminatory. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
How you did that? Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here tonight. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always fun. Look at, I love these crazy stories. I love these stories that you just go, that can't be true. That can't be right. Right? And you realize that there's a lot of loons in the world. I mean, really, a lot of loons in the world. You know, and I always appreciate, again, I always appreciate the time you guys spend with me. I always appreciate the time you guys spend on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a bunch of things you can do up there. A bunch of things to get involved with, engaged with, whatever. So during the break, to show you, we don't have to sit here, you know, picking our noses. We're actually doing something. Look at the fact that, you know, convicted felons can serve in Congress, because that's the kind of person we want in there, don't we? Every state makes up its own mind, you know, can make laws against it if they want to. And even if you're convicted of a felony, once you're in Congress, you can't necessarily be removed. Doesn't mean expulsion. So if that's the case, right? I mean, think about the people that could actually be in there. And when you vote for these people, you deserve what you get. Right? And I can't even imagine. And our founding fathers, Timmy said during the break, well, they just figured, you know, we would never do something like that. Well, I think they gave us way too. Remember, this is the group coming up is the one to say Tide Pods look good enough to eat. I mean, seriously. This is so much fun. So the and to show you how nuts they are, especially here in California, it doesn't, and it consistently gets worse. They named a California school after an illegal alien. Because it, you know, that's what you should be doing. You should be touting people who break the law. You should be holding people in high esteem who break the law. Right? Or not? Just asking. Anyway, the new public elementary school in suburban San Francisco will be named in honor of an illegal immigrant, Jose Antonio Vargas. And I love this guy because I've seen him on on TV and other places. And he will tell you, he deserves to be here. He has a right to be here, you know. And it's just amazing to hear him talk. Laws don't matter to some of these people. Doesn't matter what our Constitution, if it benefits them, it just doesn't matter. Vargas is an award-winning journalist, documentary filmmaker, and activist. The local school board was inspired in part to name the school after Vargas in response to a recent coverage on immigration detention centers. Right. So let's honor the guy that broke the law, continued to break the law. Why? Because we want to show those people coming over here who broke the law that, look, you can get a school named after you if you break the law, too. Let's not follow the law. This stuff just makes me crazy. Too bad the school board didn't follow, you know, look at their... Well, they don't care. Right? I mean, if they went and looked at the reports on this guy and truly knew what he was all about, they wouldn't care. Right? We're living through an ugly, San Francisco Gate reports that we're living through an ugly and hateful time in our country when immigrant families are under constant attack. Wow. So, you know, constantly attacking people that work for Donald Trump is okay. But attacking illegal immigrants, people who broke the law coming over here, that's not okay. Right? And illegal immigrants in my area, my school district area, they're not being attacked. I've seen it firsthand. I've seen firsthand how the state, the county, the whatever, that school district bends over backwards. If you're here illegally, we can't ask the question. If you say you're here illegally, it's over. We're done. Can't ask any more questions. Register you, bring you in, end of discussion. You know, it's just amazing. So, and then Vargas, he founded and he runs a nonprofit media organization to fight injustice and anti-immigrant hate through the power of storytelling. So, in other words, as long as you can tell a good story, it doesn't matter that you broke the law. It only matters that you can tell a good story. Isn't that wonderful? God. Tonight we're doing all the crazy story stuff. Because I need, this has been bottling up. So I need to get the stuff moving forward. Pentagon tells the church to remove the military seals after someone complains. Now, this is one of the nation's largest churches. It wants them to remove the insignia representing the branches of the military from an upcoming freedom celebration. Why? Because an atheist group complained. The First Baptist Church in Dallas, yeah, you've heard them before, was planning to honor members of the military during a special June 25th worship service. They were calling it Freedom Sunday. Now, Freedom Sunday is a celebration of both our freedoms as Americans and freedoms we as Christians have through faith in Christ. Now, that's according to the First Baptist senior pastor, Robert Jeffers. And when you listen, I got to tell you guys, when you start paying attention to what's going on, this is not the only place that's having the trouble, but he's big enough to make the noise he needs to make for other people to get involved in it. The annual event has caused outrage among atheists and city leaders because of the title of the pastor's sermon. This is truly what's making them nuts. America is a Christian nation. Now, the church's advertisement was removed from billboards after complaints were raised by a Dallas Morning News columnist. They call that kind of message, now check this out, they call that kind of message a hateful and divisive, right? Now, if you look up our founding father's comments on Christianity or religion or whatever you want to call it. And the funny thing about all this is if you go to these anti-Christian sites, and that's why you have to pay attention. Like, you go to some of these websites that you start looking through there, like the Huffington Post and the Thought Police and places like that. They'll tell you how our founding fathers wanted absolutely nothing to do with Christianity, with religion. They came here to get away from religion. No, they came here to get away from religious. Some of them came here to get away from religious persecution. Big difference. right? John Adams, signer of the Declaration of Independence. He was a judge, a diplomat, one of the two signers of the Bill of the Rights, and the second president of the United States. He should have a clue as to what the separation of church and state means, shouldn't he? I'm just guessing here. He said the general principles on which the fathers achieved independence, ready for this, weren't gunpowder and steel, were the general principles of Christianity. He said, I will avow that I then believed, and now believe, that those general principles of Christianity are as eternal and immutable as the existence and attributes of, not the government, but God. John Quincy Adams, obviously, you know, he was the sixth president of the United States. Our Secretary of State, U.S. Senator, U.S. Representative, man, he was a busy man, right? A guy that should have known what the Constitution said about the separation of church and state. He said, my hopes of the future life are all founded upon the gospel of Christ, not the gospel of government or any of that. He said, I cannot even think or quibble away or evade the whole tenor of his conduct by which he sometimes positively asserted and at others, he always said stop speaking in Old English, and at others permits his disciples in asserting that he was God. Hey, we can go Samuel Adams, the brewmaker. He went on to say, I rely upon the merits of Jesus Christ for pardon of all my sins. Another sign of the Declaration of Independence, father of the American Revolution. Right, these guys knew what they wanted. They knew what religion meant to them. They knew what God meant to them. Come on, think about this. You let the left push on you. You let these nut jobs push on you that our founding fathers wanted nothing to do with religion, that some of them were deists or even atheists for that matter. But you got guys like Charles Carroll. See, some of these guys you never hear about. He was a signer of the Declaration of Independence. If you want to know what he said, you got to come back after the break. It's really that simple. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the real side of GCN Live. A lot more coming up. Don't go far.
But I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you a couple of nitwits?
We are back. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and truly just being part of the conversation, because that's, for me, that's what it's all about, just be part of the conversation. And you can't be part of the conversation if you're sitting there just yelling at the screen. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the stuff you've been taught to or told to hate, to be afraid of. You're going to find out that in the explanation I give you that they've lied to you. You really don't have anything to fear. I mean, they tell you this stuff. It's really funny. It's like Joe Biden running around telling people that if the Republicans win, I mean, not only is it disingenuous, but think about how distasteful this is if a Republican did it, right? I mean, Joe Biden used to run around, Uncle Joe, everybody loved Joe. He's running around telling people, if you vote for the Republicans, they're going to put you all back in chains again. Really? And we're the fearmongers? I mean, I'm an elected official. I know a lot of other elected officials, white guys, the first thing that they vow to do is put black people back in chains. Right? I mean, come on. Give me a break. You got to be able to do better than that. So anyway, the we were talking about, you know, Todd Starnes on the Todd Starnes website, and he's got an article up there about the First Baptist Church in Dallas. He's been told by the Pentagon that they need to pull down the military insignias because they're not, first of all, they're not comfortable with this message that America is a Christian nation. And unlike some other groups, he's not saying that all Americans are Christian. America was founded. The United States was founded on Christian principles, whether you want to hear it or not. Matter of fact, I think we've become a nation, or a lot of this nation has become a group of people that don't want to hear facts because they're uncomfortable. And they may have to act on them. Oh, my God. Right? I started telling you about Charles Carroll. He was the signer of the Declaration of Independence. He's selected as a delegate to the Constitutional Convention. Also, one of the framers of the Bill of Rights. You'd think he'd have a clue, right? He says, on the mercy of my Redeemer, I rely for salvation, but on his merits, not on works, I've done in obedience to his precepts. Grateful to the Almighty God for the blessings which, through Jesus Christ our Lord, he had conferred on my beloved country. This one here, this one here, this one here. Think about it. He's excited and happy that through Christ, we got our freedom. Right? It isn't that hard. Let me see, what's he got there? John Dickinson. He's a signer of the Constitution, governor of Pennsylvania, governor of Delaware. Wow, he just went from state to state, huh? He was a general in the American Revolution. You think he might have had a clue as to what our founding fathers wanted or didn't want? He said, rendering thanks to my Creator for my existence. Now, look at, you know, everybody's going to go, yeah, okay, well, you know, that could be anything, any kind of God reference. Are we good with that? It's very generic. He says, I want to render thanks to my Creator for my existence and station among His works, for my birth in a country, enlightened by what? The gospel. There's only one gospel I know of. But in case you still think that's too generic, and enjoying freedom, and for all his other kindness to him, I resign myself, humbly confiding in his goodness and in his mercy through Jesus Christ. Right? I mean, you can't keep denying that these guys weren't godly men or God believers. And the one thing that the ACLU and myself can agree on, Benjamin Franklin was not a hardcore believer slash, probably what they call him is the least godly men of all them in the group. And I would tend to agree with that. He's a signer of the Declaration, scientist, signer of the Constitution, and was the governor of Pennsylvania. And what does he say? We'll have nothing to do with God while I'm alive. No. He says, as to Jesus of Nazareth, my opinion of Hume you particularly desire, I think the system of morals and his religion as he left them to us, you ready for this? Benjamin Franklin, the best the world ever saw or is likely to see. This is the least godly man, the least of the godly men. So this is why I say to you guys, you have to have a clue. So when they stuff to you like, you know, our founding fathers never want us to be godly, go, really? Yeah, they didn't know what godly meant. Right? And then the guy they, all right, this is the last one I promise. I won't make you crazy. But the guy they attribute the most to a lack of or separation of church and state. I want you to think about something. He's a signer of the Declaration. Governor of Virginia, Secretary of State, third president of the United States. You'd think he'd have a clue, right? One of his first comments, he says, the doctrines of Jesus are simple and tend all to the happiness of man. The practice of morality being necessary for well-being of society. Wow, are we screwed? Think about this. The practice of morality being necessary for the well-being of society, he, God, has taken care of to impress its precepts on our hearts, that they shall be enfaced on our brain. We all agree in the obligation of moral principles of Jesus. And nowhere are they found, will be found, delivered in greater purity than in his discourse. I'm a Christian in the only sense in which he wished anyone to be sincerely attached to his doctrines. He said, I'm a real Christian. That is to say, a disciple of the doctrines of Jesus Christ. Doesn't sound like a guy that didn't want anything to do with God. Okay? I get the biggest kick out of this. I thought it would be the last one, I promised. So when they start telling you that they didn't want God, our founding fathers wanted nothing to do with God. They didn't want God. They didn't want. Just look at them and say, you're a liar. It's really that simple. Now back to the church. See, if you ever watch Pastor Jeffers, if you ever listen to him, it's all about freedom given to us by God, and we should stay that way. He says Freedom Sunday, which he doesn't understand why these people are so crazy. Freedom Sunday is the celebration of both our freedoms as Americans and the freedoms we are as Christians to have through faith in Christ. The annual event has caused outrage among atheists and city leaders because of the title. The title? America is a Christian Nation. Well, I would say, based on the people that signed the Constitution and the conversations they had and the things they wrote, yeah, America is based on Christian principles. Are we a Christian nation? Man, you'd never know it today, would you? I don't even think we really practice Christian principles because we don't want to offend anybody. We don't want our kids to feel bad. We don't want to, you know, it's amazing. We have some of the highest suicide rates in the world when it comes to our teens. And the only thing the left will attribute to is people like me who won't get in line with same-sex marriage or anything along those lines. They won't attribute it at all to the fact that we don't give our kids any guidelines. We don't give them any boundaries. We don't give them any foundation. We don't give them anything sure to hold on to. Right? They're not men or women. They're not boys or girls. They have no real gender to speak of. They're good at everything they do. Anybody who tells them any different is wrong and doesn't really know them. I mean, think of how we've set our kids up. I'm not going to say ours, Peter, not mine. Do my kids fail? Of course they do. I fail. We all have our moments. But I didn't set them up to fail. I didn't work at trying to make it hard for them to understand the realities of life. And I knew I couldn't protect them from the realities of life. They're going to have to go through stuff. These militant guys. I love these guys. The Militant Religious Freedom Foundation jumped into the controversy by objecting to the church's use of the official seals of the branches of the United States military. The MRFF, President Mike, this guy is a hateful man. You should see him on TV. Hateful. Almost like possessed. You mention God, you go down that line, he almost starts frothing at the mouth. He wrote a letter to the church saying that to the Pentagon saying that the church's program was repulsive and the use of the seals was a violation of military policy. It is imperative that First Baptist Dallas be stopped from associating Robert Jeffers' subversive and prejudiced and bigoted version of fundamentalist Christian supremacy. Wow. That's pretty good. Because I say domination exclusivity directly with the U.S. Armed Forces. The Pentagon agreed, sent a letter asking the church to remove the military graphics from the program. We are concerned that the use of the DOD component marks creates an appearance of the endorsement and or affiliation with your church's Freedom Sunday, when that is not the case. This is amazing. Now, federal regulations do prohibit the use of official military markings in a way that implies endorsement. But where does it say that? What if they said before, after, and during that the military, that the Department of Defense, in no way endorses or supports what they're doing? That probably wouldn't be enough for those people, would it? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with us. A lot more coming up after the break. Let's start off with a professor who says that the green movement is just way too white and it shouldn't be allowed. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Yes, go throw up and come on back. We'll be back in a few.